Today I want to talk about Isaiah 26, 19 through 21. The Bible reads, "Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise." So we're talking about a resurrection. The Bible says, "Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain." So many will point to this and say, this is a pre-tribulation rapture right here. Well, I do believe it's talking about the rapture. That's clear. It's about a resurrection from the dead, and it's about God's people entering into the chambers and shutting the door to be hidden, as it were, for a little moment until God's indignation be passed, because he's going to come to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. So this is a great picture of the fact that we are removed from this earth before God begins to pour out his wrath. The first resurrection and the rapture take place before God begins to pour out his wrath on this earth. I believe that, but that is not pre-tribulational. Because again, this is where people have made the mistake of equating tribulation with God's wrath. I encourage you, please look up all 22 times that the New Testament uses the word tribulation. You'll find references to persecution. You'll find references to affliction. You will not find that the word tribulation is referring to God pouring out his wrath on this earth. It's just not the definition of what tribulation means. And so the mistake that they're making here is equating God pouring out his wrath on this earth with the tribulation. God's wrath is not poured out until after the sun and moon are darkened, according to Revelation 6. And the sun and moon are not darkened until after the tribulation, according to Matthew 24. And so this verse does not prove a pre-tribulational rapture. It does prove a pre-wrath rapture, which that's what we believe in, a post-tribulational pre-wrath rapture.